Hey everyone, good morning. Welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show, where the Teach Better team gets to be live every single morning, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. Don't worry, because Katie Miglin is here. My name's Ray Hewart. We are going to get into a listener question. I'm literally freezing my butt off right now. Katie just said she was warm. We're a mess already. But guys, we're so appreciative that we get to be a part of your morning. And I promise we're going to try and include like some sort of conversation, yeah. Entertainment. Lower your expectations. We'll be back. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show. Katie Miglin in the house. My name is Ray Hewart, and we are drinking coffee. My eyes are literally like closed, but I'm awake.
You struggling this morning? You a little sleepy there, kid?
I'm so sorry. Like, I don't want to be like this to all of you, but I've had coffee. Like, I'm almost out of coffee. And still, do you know what I'm saying when like your eyes are tired, but your body, I'm up, I'm awake.
Honestly, I'm so glad you said that, because I say that all the time in our house. I'm like, my eyes are tired, but nothing else is. But it's so hard to function when you're like, you just can't open your eyes. So it's okay.
My eyes are like swollen shut. Like, they're not swollen, but you know, they're like, I'm just going to do the whole show with my eyes closed like this. If you're watching on YouTube, congratulations.
I mean, that is literally what my children like to do now. We'll be like out at a store, or literally wherever. We'll be on a walk, and one of them decides that they're going to close their eyes, and the other one has to guide them. And it was funny the first 15 seconds that it happened, and then it got really annoying. I'm not going to lie. So I will happily virtually guide you, but I'm not going to hold your hand and take you places.
You don't need to. I'm just going to sit in this chair. We're going to talk. I'm going to have my eyes closed. I have like a sleeping mask. Is it okay? That is a separate conversation. I feel like my brain has taken me that way. But if anyone wears a sleeping mask at night, I have the best sleeping mask of all time. I highly, 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 highly recommend. I've never been somebody that wears a sleeping mask. Oh my God, Katie, I'm so excited to talk to you about this. Okay, never mind. She's shaking her head, so we're doing this. Katie, why do you not like sleeping masks?
Because I don't like things touching my face when I sleep.
Okay. Is there a specific annoyance with it touching your face that you don't like? Like, where on your face is it like, I don't want something touching me there?
Like, even if my pillowcase is like folded weird and it's like touching part of my cheek, nope.
Okay. This eye mask, first off, is like a pillow in and of itself. It's like squishy and thick. And there's divots for your eyes. So there's nothing touching your eyes. So it's like a little cup, but like not actually a cup. But it's like my eyelashes don't even touch the end of the whatever. And it's slightly compression. So it's like nice on your head. It feels like you're wearing a hat.
Okay. Here's the takeaway, friends, is that Ray wears little cups. And then every night when she goes to bed,
I'm picturing like red.
Feel free to drink all of this. And
no, I'm picturing like red solo cups, and that is not at all what I'm trying to depict. Like, this looks like an eye mask. Like, it just has a little bit of a cushion, but not where the eye sockets are.
Okay. If you are listening, I'm sorry, but if you are in the chat, please help this conversation, because this is, I also don't even know if you have feedback for this, if you're an eye mask wearer, maybe there's like a support group that Ray can be a part of.
I want to suggest it to people. It's so nice. Like, I
appreciate that you are making the suggestion. I have never understood sleep masks, except for people who are third shift and they sleep through the day, so they have to like black out.
No, but here's what I like.
I don't get
Here's
it.
What I like.
Your eyes.
So I am a terrible like person, because I fall asleep with the television on, but the light keeps me up. And so I'm like, oh, I could lay in bed, close my eyes and listen. But then when you relax, your eyes open a little and you get the light in, you have to start all over. It like almost wakes you back up. With the eye mask, you can put it over your face. You can open your eyes fully and it's still black. And because of the divots, you can open your eyes freely. I'm just saying, I want to be an Amazon ad for this stupid eye mask. I think it was
I think there's people who wear them. Like, I don't think anything. I just personally, if I accidentally leave the TV on, like when I'm at a hotel, I will often fall asleep with the TV on because it's weird to, you know, but then I just turn off the TV and then I close my eyes and I go back to sleep. So guys,
I
like to sleep. So I don't have an issue with it. So I guess I don't get it. But if you can contribute to the conversation, feel free to DM Ray and tell her how you like sleep masks, or you can DM me and say she's nuts. Cause I know that. And
I'm just saying there are things we do to make us happy world, and sleep masks are one of them. I really wish I had it on now because my eyes are so tired.
Okay. So if she comes back on with it on, it's fine. We're going to keep the show going.
Oh my God. Wouldn't that be awesome? I would have to I don't think the commercial's long enough. Our next commercial is 39 seconds. I have to get out of this chair, go all the way upstairs, grab it. Who knows where it is right now? It's somewhere near my bed. Come all the way back downstairs and come all the way back to this chair.
As much as I would love to see you sprint through your house, I'm not there to witness it. So it just doesn't feel worth it.
Yeah, definitely not. Definitely not. What else is going on?
We haven't been live together in a while.
No, but I
took over.
I listened when you were live with Josh last week. And here's my complaint. First of all, you guys are like, you know, two of my best friends. So I like actually enjoy your conversation, but you and him have like a really cool vibe that I feel like makes then me not special. So like
we can have a different vibe.
I kind of feel like when I listen to our conversations, when I listen to your and Josh conversations, like I like the one I like when you're live with Josh. So I feel like you guys can't be live anymore together because it threatens our friendship, if you know what I mean.
Okay. I'm sorry. I feel that way. I mean, Josh and I don't talk about eye masks, so.
See, I actually really liked the episode. If any of you are listening right now and didn't listen last week, the episode about super fans was really good. Like
oh my gosh, that was so hard. Literally right before we got on, he's like, what are you a super fan of? And I was like, coffee? I don't know.
Yeah, so I'm sorry. This is like exactly a week ago because that episode was on, I'll literally tell you. It was on the 19th, October 19th. Okay. And what I liked about it, I listened on my walk in the morning. I had Herbie with me. And what I really liked about it was you gave something you were a super fan for, but then he didn't give you credit for that answer at all. So you felt like really guilty. You kept getting shamed that you like weren't a super fan of anything. And then in my mind, I'm like on a walk at 5:02, like walking around my neighborhood being like, she said an answer. I heard it.
I just like, he reframed my thought on super fan. And I was like, oh yeah, I guess that makes sense.
So of course, after watching the episode, I talked about it with my mom because when I go on a walk, I talk to her and I listened to the episode and then was on a call and she thought it was hysterical because your answer, Katie, was that you had some Peloton person you like followed and liked. Yeah. And I felt like that was a good answer. Josh gave me no credit. My mom, immediately when I asked her, she was like, oh my God, Emily Blunt and John Krasinski. And I'm like, what about them? I'm like, they don't even have like a brand is kind of like what that was the conversation transitioned to. She's like, no, but any movie they're in or any video they're in, I will immediately dedicate time to. So I feel like that could have been a perspective of your conversation about super fans. Yeah. It's not so much that like you're buying everything Emily Blunt endorses because she doesn't really do that type of work.
Right.
But if she's in a movie, you are not 100%, she's not 100% to see it, but she will absolutely dedicate the time to invest in if that is an option for her. Like she will without a doubt watch the trailer. And I feel like that is kind of in line with getting to be a super fan.
Yes.
Is like, it's not blind trust, but it is really trusting. trust.
No, I think that is a good point, because I think that's where Josh and I differed, is that he did have that blind trust. And I think what I was trying to kind of like convey was that idea that I have to remove the blind trust pressure, because then everything, I would have to be consumed in everything all the time. And that feels like too much pressure. So I take like a, you know, a step back. So then it's like, oh, I missed something. That's okay. I can still be a fan, even if I miss something.
I also love that, like, internally in our friendship with like our little girls group we have, we talk about how Katie's like totally sane, but the entire episode of the beginning of you talking about how being a super fan causes you stress, I'm like, that's anxiety. That's anxiety.
This is true, friends. I often claim I don't have like stress and anxiety, because there's things that our friends share that I'm like, I don't know what that mindset is like. I believe you, but that's not my personality. But then, yes, every once in a while, Ray gets these snippets of me being anxious about kind of ridiculous things that really don't make sense in the general scheme of the world. But they're all very temporary. So
if any of you want to experience Katie having anxiety right in front of your eyes, try and have a shared Google Doc and mess up her formatting. Like, it is the best feeling in the whole world.
So true. It is so, nothing will get me in a crabbier state of mind in a meeting when someone's messing with things. So anyone who's worked with me ever can attest to that.
Since I'm still focused on this podcast, because I'm still not over it, because the book is really good, by the way, if any of you have not read the book Super Fans, it's a business book, but it's like a fascinating concept. I was really proud of you, very proud of you, for not bringing me up in the episode, because Katie, one of the things that she does in our friendship endlessly is talk about how I might be a super fan of too many things. And I am like through and through super fan. Like, thank God Josh didn't do the super fan episode with me, because it would still be recording, because we would still be having the conversation. And she picks on me for it, like randomly in conversation, she'll bring up something I'm a super fan for and be like, tell me, you know, like minute by minute what's happening in this person's world. So I was so proud when the episode ended. I was like, wow, Katie got through an entire episode with Josh and didn't make fun of me. So
here's the thing, you guys. She thinks I did it to be like a really good person. I just did it because once the can of worms was going to be opened, I knew the episode would go too long. So it's just easier. But whether you're a super fan or not, check out the episode. We talk about creating super fans of learners in our classrooms. And it was, as much as like Josh kind of stressed me out right before we record, you know, we like started recording of like, what's your super fan thing? It was like really cool to talk through like those mindsets can exist in our classrooms. And so if you, you know, even if you like want to skip all the things of how I'm like, was shamed about not being a super fan, you can like skip halfway through and listen to the meat and potatoes, guacamole and salsa, or whatever we call it. All that
stuff. Yeah, I like that. By the way, we're going to transition into that guacamole section with Team Talk. I want you to know that I'm feeling more awake just because we've been having this 13-minute conversation, and I literally just had an internal panic attack because I thought we never played the opening commercial, but we did. I just was so tired. Okay. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Teach Better Today morning show, where we are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and LinkedIn. This is also, of course, an episode on Teach Better Talk podcast. So thank you for being with our community. Katie is having internet issues and doesn't believe that we're live anymore. So Katie, are you with us? Are you?
Am I with you? Can you see me?
I mean, yeah, you look good. You sound good. Are you?
That commercial didn't play normal. So I assumed the world was shutting down or something. I don't know.
Okay, I want to confirm now that you said that. I heard your voice, but you did freeze in a really pretty face. That's a good one. There we go. Guys, we're just going to move forward. And if Katie has to leave us and doesn't want to be on the show anymore. As we get into our team talk section, I thought maybe we would just do a listener question. Katie, are you up for a listener question? Can you handle that with your...
I guess. Can I? I don't know. We're just going to hope for the best. I don't know what's happening.
I mean, you look okay. Is somebody in your house using an enormous amount of internet at 6 a.m. Central?
I literally don't know what's going on. 0%.
0%. Okay. Well, here we go. We're just going to try a listener question. All you need to do is choose a number between 1 and 310.
3.
Three. I scrolled down to get ready. You give me
that's what I did. I know you're gonna start scrolling.
Oh my god. Okay. Ooh, this is one that I actually just did an Instagram reel about. So this will be interesting to get your thoughts because I dug into this question a bunch. But this is literally question 3. It says grit. ... Increasing this in the middle school age students without doing things that seem to be for elementary students. So this teacher is asking at the middle school or high school age, how do we increase grit? What are your thoughts?
Okay. First off, I don't know if my internet's working, but we're going to try it.
Look good.
I guess I would ask, what's your definition of what happens in elementary? Ooh, because that I feel why is that the mindset of I don't want to do something that's done in the elementary?
Right. Can we define grit really quick?
Yes, please do.
Okay. I just Googled it and it says firmness of mind or spirit, unyielding courage in the face of hardship or danger. So when we talk about grit, we mean perseverance, don't we? Yeah. That's essentially what we're working towards. And the reason I say that is because I want to answer your first question when you're ready for me, which is what seems elementary.
Do you mind? Yeah. I guess answer that for me first because I'm struggling. I'm stuck on that.
So in my mind, when I read it coming across elementary, it's those really fluffy lessons that in elementary work because of the age group, but you don't want to bring them into middle school and high school that get them thinking about having perseverance. That Instagram reel, I see it everywhere. If anyone's looking for it, DM me, I'm sure I have it saved, where you try and explain that differentiation is important. You give everyone a Band-Aid on their hand. And you have that conversation about how having a Band-Aid in the same spot for everyone doesn't make sense. Or I've seen the Instagram reel also done by teachers where they have a gift that's wrapped, but a bunch of times, it's wrapped in multiple layers of paper. So the teacher rips off the first layer and the teacher's oh, I can't do it. I just made effort and I didn't get to the present. And the kids are no, keep pulling the wrapping paper off. And she's oh, okay. And then she rips the next layer off and she's oh, I can't do it. I can't believe I didn't get the outcome I wanted. So it's that to me is an elementary model of perseverance. Yeah. Is even though you didn't get there, to keep working, but you wouldn't necessarily do the paper wrapping paper thing.
I see. It's an elementary focus more on the idea of perseverance, while in middle school and high school, we want them to actually persevere, which I hadn't thought of it that way. So that makes sense. This is my most basic answer ever, but I just constantly highlight mistakes we make all the time, which sounds really simple and dumb, but literally when we, taught middle school math, mistakes are bound to happen. I made mistakes. I never hid them from the kids. I can very vividly remember going, doing a multi-step equation, getting to the end and a kid going, you subtracted wrong the first step. Right. And but every time I had a student teacher, I made sure to say, if you make a mistake in the moment, highlight it, make a deal of it to show you are human. But even throughout like the journey of learning, I would constantly be like, hey, how many of you guys fell off your bike when you were learning how to ride it? Right. We're not perfect. We all stumble and fall. But when you were five, you got back on that bike and you kept riding. I need you to get back on the bike today and keep going. And I just made it a part of everything we did. And so there was no like weird lesson transition of like, we need to talk about grit. It was like, no, that's just the culture we have in this classroom. And every day someone will stumble and that's okay. So it starts with like our mindset, right? Like we have to be mindful of like, it can't be separated. Like it can't be, here's our perseverance lesson. And then here's our science lesson. It's got to be go hand in hand on literally, this is who we are as humans. We all fall and fail and mess up, and that's okay because it's life. So I know that's just how I did it all the time.
Yeah. And I like that you're talking about modeling that it occurs frequently and also modeling how to get back up, right? Yeah. So when you do that problem incorrectly, you don't like erase it and go like, oh, well, never mind, I'm not doing that anymore. You really model like, oh gosh, all right, let's start over and know that we won't make that mistake again. So you're giving them the tools to not only embrace that it will occur, but embrace the steps to like rebound well, right?
Mm-hmm. And to be open. I think that's what happens in middle school. And that was like something that I tried so hard to highlight is, you know, especially middle school, like they're awkward, the kids, you know, they're like, everyone's looking at me. It's that mindset, right? But to have the conversation all the time of what changed from when you were 5 years old and you could care less that you fell off your bike to today when you make a small mistake and your day's over. Your mindset, that was the only thing that changed. So embrace some of those like childish mindsets of like, it's okay. Let's keep going, because that's ultimately what we want, right? We want kids to stumble and then get back up and keep going no matter what problem they face. And we want them to problem solve. So it's just continuing to get kids to see that like nothing changed from when we were kids, just our mindset changed and that we have control over.
I like that. Yeah, friends, I'm interested to hear your approach to teaching grit. Cause I do think that Katie, I couldn't agree more that as we get into those higher grade levels, we need to just continue to model and embed these skills. Nothing in our world is taught in isolation. And so while we might start that way very early on with young learners, we also need to see that integration occur all the way through. So I love that approach. I actually had a completely different answer that I'm not going to give any of you now. Head over to, my Instagram or like DM me, I'll send you the reel. I focused on how to essentially get the time to have discussions about grit with students. So really, really good to blend these concepts together. Katie, we definitely agreed on the overarching message and wanting it to be something that we have the time and capability to continue to talk through with kids. So exciting. I love listener questions and thanks for choosing.
Yeah. Thanks guys. Oh, bless you. Man, we're a mess this morning. We're going to go back to bed, restart, but it's okay because we've got grit.
No, but going back to bed will make me more tired. I'm up for the day. Katie. No, but you're pregnant. Don't you feel like everything doesn't count when you're pregnant?
I don't know.
Bye, guys. Hey, Teach Better community, thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.